off the cuff. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. I do that on purpose. That doesn't mean this is going to be disorganized. No. This is going to actually be very interesting, but I'm being honest. Off the cuff. So I'm closing things down and I'm done reading for the day. What across my desk this week. Did I hold on. I need to check my calendar because I forgot what happened over the last week. Did I talk about the interview? When was the interview? It would have been last week. The company called me and wanted my opinion on things. Okay. Look, it's all been so ridiculously fast because not long after that, last weekend I was up in Taizong, which for those of you in Reed Rapids is spelled Taichung. Taichung, it's a cute spelling. Taipei should be Taipei. It should be a B. Have I been over this? Well, look, Taipei is outright sexy. That just is an awesome name. Taichung, actually, that's kind of sexy too. But so let's move past the sexiness of the main cities in Taiwan and their English disgusting spelling that doesn't make any sense from what the Chinese words actually are. But I will pronounce it Taizong. So Taipei is the only city that I don't pronounce with Chinese. I don't know why. It's probably because it sounds dumb, Taipei. I mean, that just sounds so dumb. If I'm with my friends, I'll be like, Niachu Taipei ma. You know, I mean, like I'll talk to them, but I know, you don't freak. Whoa, he just spoke Chinese. You know, I know I know what you're thinking. I know what's crossing all of our wicked little minds. Well, I said our, because I don't know. Don't let this out, but I also have a wicked little mind. But don't tell anyone. Okay. Let's see, what was it? This past, what did I do last week, George? That's right. My YouTuber buddy loaned me his camera. I had a birthday. I forgot. It was so much. It just happened. My buddy came over and we just went to the beach and just hung out like most of the night. Like we just sat in the water at the beach. I'm not going to tell you what we were wearing, George. I'm just saying we just hung out. No, we didn't drink. We didn't drink. But we just hung out and just talked about everything. Look, sitting in ocean salt water for hours is possibly healthy for your body. I'm not going to give medical advice, though. So, the sun started to come up, so we quickly drove from the coast up to the mountains, which in Taiwan is like a 4-minute drive. And not four. I'm exaggerating. It's not quite that fast for people that don't have a motorcycle as fast as mine. So that was interesting. Then the next day all day, what did I do the next day all day? I forgot what I did the next day all day. I totally forgot what there was a day where I was editing. It's all a blur. I was editing videos and then I went to my YouTuber buddy's house to get his camera because he wants me to be his secondary cameraman. If there's a problem, I can also operate the camera and make stuff work, although I really don't like being someone else's cameraman. But I can take videos if I need to, but I need practice. I keep telling him, I'm like, you do skating and you know, you've got to practice skating if you want to skate well. Well, I've got to practice with the camera if I want to do the camera well. You know, this isn't, you know, complicated. So you got to let me, you know, you can't just give me a camera for the first time and then yell at me for not having lots of. Well, he's not going to think about that. And I'll tell you why. Because he's too busy focused on what he needs to be doing, which is skating. He doesn't spend time nannying other people. I even asked him, I said, do you care about the shutter speed the exposure time, you know, preferences. You know, shooting sports, it's typically 1,000, which is 1/1,000th. You know, that's the denominator. It's 1,000 or 4,000. You know, like a 1/4,000th of a second is the amount of time that the camera shutter is open for taking a sports photograph, or for each individual frame of a video. Like, they call that the saving price. You know what I'm talking about? Well, anyhow, I'll come back to it. But I asked him about this. I said, do you care? He said, nope, I'm not. That's you. You do your thing. I'm not going to interfere with your work. You do your thing. You got to figure it out. Funny thing, his first camera guy showed up. They were friends in high school, college, locally. And he was interested in filming, kind of like I am. And that's kind of how we got started. And so he gave me some tips on, you know, what he does, frame rates for skateboarding. But this is actually an interesting thing about photography for skating. They call it the Saving Private Ryan effect. You know, like you see it, you saw it in some Avengers movies, especially when Black Widow's running around. Like, you know, bullets hit the ground, mud's flying, and it's like you see the individual video frames. It's like boom, boom, boom. You literally see four hands across the screen when someone, like, it's incredible. Usually the light has a stark contrast, like the darks are dark and the whites are light, or everything is just super bright. So it's like, especially war movies where there's lots of action. At that point, the movie is no longer a motion picture. It's a series of hyper fast freeze frames. It's like boom, boom, boom. And they call it the Saving Private Ryan effect. It's what you want for sports video or sports photography. It's this ultra fast camera speed. And really, if looking at cameras, how cameras work, understanding how cameras work and what they need for light, the reason why, I'm guessing, why lights are so bright at a sports arena is so that the cameras can work, because they want good sports pictures. The teams, the stadiums, the companies want good sports pictures because it'll promote sports. So anyone taking a photograph at the sports game, they want that photograph to be good because that's what keeps people interested. So the lighting, the bright lights at a sports arena are really about making super good camera stuff, because you want a fast camera photo, which requires a lot of light. Well, did you happen to know that none of that works with skateboarding? When you're doing football, baseball, soccer, these high speed team sports, basketball, you want to have the saving private Ryan effect. You want to have the guy shoots the basketball and you really only see like four frames of him. Boom, boom, boom. It's like he's down and he's got the ball and the ball leaves his hand and it all happens in a second. It's a video, but it's like this choppy looking video. It just looks so cool and full of action. Look at that. And it all seems to happen so fast. Basically communicating the excitement by giving people a series of photographs, capturing the moment, allowing your imagination to fill in the space between them. It's so invigorating to watch. All right, that's great. But skateboards move. And it's not, unlike basketball, football, baseball, soccer, it's not just about seeing the guy winding up to kick and then knowing that the ball left and then seeing where it went. Golf, I don't know. I like golf, so I don't know. I'm biased. I get it depends on how you want to market the golf. But in skateboarding, you're very concerned with seeing specifically how the board moves around. And the skateboard moves so fast that if you use the Saving Private Ryan effect, you'll see the skateboard in two or three different positions before the skateboarder lands. You'll know he jumped, you'll know he flipped, you'll know he landed, but you won't know what he did. And you want to know what he did. Did he flip it this way or did he flip it that way? Was it spinning or was it twisting? What was the board doing in the air? And to do that, you can't go super fast. You've got to have a slow shutter speed. And so we're talking, instead of 1,000, it's 200, 1/200th of a second at most. I filmed it at 160. You get a little bit of motion blur so you know where the skateboard was going. Oh, but you know, I should talk about what happened in Taipei at the event tomorrow in the Taiwan special. But that's pretty much all that was across my desk this week is filmography. See you tomorrow.